Do you think they have yesterday's daily news?
Why?
I just want to check my horoscope, see if it was right.
Oh, my God. Phoebe, don't look now, but behind you there's a guy who has the potential to break our hearts and plunge us into a pit of depression. Where?
Mama.
It's coming. Be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
Nice hat.
Thanks.
We should do something. Whistle. I'm not going to whistle.
Yeah, come on, do it.
No. Do it. No. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Woo! Woo! I can't believe you did that.
Did I woo hoo? I mean, what was I hoping would happen? That he'd turn around and say, "Ooh, I love that sound. I must have you now."
I just wish there was something we could do. Hello? Hello, coma guy.
Get up, you girls! Get up! Up! Up!
What are you doing? Maybe nobody's tried this.
I wish we at least knew his name. Look at that face. I mean, even sleeping, he looks smart. I bet he's a lawyer.
Yeah, but did you see the dents in his knuckles? That means he's artistic.
Okay. He's a lawyer who teaches sculpting on the side. And he can dance.
Oh. And he's the kind of guy who, when you're talking, he's listening, you know, and not saying, "Yeah, I understand," but really wondering what you look like naked.
I wish all guys could be like him.
I know.
Are there no pretentious men in the city for you two?
He doesn't have anyone.
Yeah, we feel kind of responsible.
I can't believe you said woohoo. I don't even say woohoo.
Oh, she's coming up. She's coming up.
When we come back, we'll be talking about her new book, Euphoria Unbound, the always interesting Nora Tyler Bing. You might want to put the kids to bed for this one. We'll be
you know,
right back.
We don't have to watch this. Weekend at Bernie's is on Showtime, HBO, and Cinemax.
No way!
Well, come on, she's your mom.
Exactly. Weekend at Bernie's. Dead guy getting hit in the groin 20, 30 times.
Taylor, I gotta tell you, I love your mom's books. I love her books. I cannot get on a plane without one. I mean, this is so cool.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think it's cool if you're 11 years old and all your friends are passing around page 79 of Mistress Bitch.
Come on, Chandler. I love your mom. I think she's a blast.
I could say that because she's not your mom.
Oh, please. She's the...
Want to say it,
Hi, sweetie.
When did Rigatoni get back from Rome?
Last night.
Really? So then his plane didn't explode in a big ball of fire? Just a dream I had. But, phew.
Hey, 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 she's on.
Ah, Nora Bing.
Now, what is this about you being arrested in London? What is that all about?
Your mom was arrested?
Shh. Busy beaming with pride.
Okay. This is kind of embarrassing, but occasionally after I've been intimate with a man...
Now, why would she say that's embarrassing?
I just get this craving for Kung Pao chicken.
That's too much information!
All right, so now you're doing this whole book tour thing. How is that going?
Oh, fine. I'm leaving for New York tomorrow, which I hate. But I get to see my son, who I love.
Oh! And this is the way that I find out. Most moms use the phone.
You know, don't take this wrong. I just don't see you as a mom somehow. I don't mean that bad.
Oh, no. I am a fabulous mom. I got my son his first condoms.
And then he burst into flames.
see. Congress is debating a new deficit reduction bill. The mayor wants to raise subway fares again. The high today was 45. And, oh, teams play sports. Stick together, I'm telling you from the start. I can't be unified. Oh my God. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my God. My God. Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my God. What about Glenn?
You could be a Glenn.
Not special enough.
Ooh, how about Agamemnon?
Way too special. I am famished. What do I want?
Please, God, don't let it be Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, you watched the show. What did you think?
Well, I think you need to come out of your shell. Just...
What is this dive? Only you could have picked this place.
Oh, come on, shut up. It's fun. Give me a hug. Well, I think we're ready for some tequila.
I know I am.
Let's do shots.
Yeah. Get me. I'm in.
Here you go, Ross.
I'm not really a shot-drinking kind of guy.
Sorry, we're late. We kind of just, lost track of time.
But a man can change. Anyone want me to appraise anything?
Mrs. Bing, I have to tell you, I have read everything you've ever written.
No, I mean it. I mean, when I read Euphoria at midnight, all I wanted to do was become a writer.
Oh, please, honey. Listen, if I can do it, anybody can. You just start with half a dozen European cities, throw in 30 euphemisms for male genitalia, and bam, you have got yourself a book.
My mother, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, any messages for room 226? You okay, Slater?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
What is with you tonight?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. It's the Italian hand liquor, isn't it?
No. It's the one he's licking.
She's supposed to be with you.
You're good.
Oh, Ross, listen to me. I have sold 100 million copies of my books, and you know why?
The girl on the cover with her nipples showing?
No, because I know how to write men that women fall in love with. Believe me, I cannot sell a Paolo. People will not turn 325 pages for a Paolo. Come on, the guy's a secondary character. He's just, a complication you eventually kill off.
When?
He's not a hero. You know who our hero is.
The guy on the cover with his nipples showing?
No, it's you.
Please.
No, really, come on. You're smart, you're sexy.
Right.
Oh, get up. You're going to be fine, believe me.
Uh-oh. I'll just pee in the street.
Hey, is Chandler here?
Yeah.
Hey, about last night, Chandler, you didn't tell. Okay, because I'm thinking we don't need to tell Chandler. I mean, it was just a kiss, right? One kiss, no big deal, right?
Right, no big deal.
Okay.
In bizarro world. You broke the code.
What code?
You don't kiss your friend's mom. Sisters are okay. Maybe a hot-looking aunt, but not a mom. Never a mom!
Dog! What are you guys doing out here?
Well, Joey and I had discussed getting in an early morning racquetball game. But apparently somebody overslept.
Yeah, well, you don't have your racket.
No, I don't, because it's being restrung. Somebody was supposed to bring me one.
Yeah, well, you didn't call and leave your grip size.
You guys spend way too much time together.
Okay, I'm scum.
What? How could you let this happen?
I don't know, guy. Well, it's not like she's a regular mom, you know? She's sexy. She's...
You don't think my mom's sexy?
Well, not in the same way.
Hey, I'll have you know that Gloria Tribbiani was a handsome woman in her day, all right? You think it's easy giving birth to 7 children? Huh?
Okay, I think we're getting into a weird area.
Hey!
Hey!
What are you guys doing out here?
Well... Not playing racquetball.
He forgot to leave his grip size.
He didn't get the goggles.
Well, sounds like you two have issues. Bye, baby.
Do they wait for me to do this?
So are you going to tell him?
I'm not going to tell him. Why would I tell him?
How about, because if you don't, his mother might.
Hmm. What are you guys doing here?
He's not even wearing a jock strap.
What did I ask? What are you doing here?
Nothing. I just thought I'd stop by, you know, after the, that I, you know. So what are you doing here?
I'm not really here. I just thought I'd drop these off on the way, my way. Do you, come here a lot without me?
No. So, do you think he's doing any better than he was this morning?
How would I know? I wasn't here.
Really? Not even to, change his pajamas?
Oh, my God.
You're my friend. I had to tell you.
I can't believe it. Paolo kissed my mom?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but he had a lot to drink. You know, I mean, you know how he gets when he's drunk. I can't do this. I did it. It was me. I'm sorry. I kissed your mom.
What?
I was really upset about Rachel and Paolo, and I think I had too much tequila, and Nora, Mrs. Mom, your Bing, was... He's just being nice, you know, and but nothing happened. Nothing. Ask Joey. Joey, he came in.
You knew about this? You know, knowledge is a tricky thing.
I spent the entire day with you. Why didn't you tell me?
Hey, you're lucky I caught them when I did, or else who knows what would have happened.
Thanks, man. Big help.
I can't believe this. What the hell were you thinking?
I wasn't. I don't know.
You know, of all my friends, no one knows the crap I go through with my mom more than you.
I know.
I can't believe you did this.
Chandler. Me neither. You know
I'm
what?
Still mad at you for not telling me.
Chandler. You're mad at me?
Daddy slammed the door!
Chandler, well, I didn't kiss her. He did. See what happens when you break the code.
Joey.
Ah! Huh?
A Woman Undone by Rachel Karen Green.
Yeah, thought I'd give it a shot. I'm still in the first chapter. Now, do you think his love stick can be liberated from its denim prison?
Yeah, I'd say so. And there's no J in engorge.
Hey, Rach. Hey, hello. You going to the hospital tonight?
No. You?
No. You?
You just asked me. Okay, maybe it was a trick question. Rachel, can we do this now?
Okay. I am so hot.
And now here's a picture of my mother and father on their wedding day. Now you tell me she's not a knockout.
I cannot believe we're having this conversation.
Come on, just try to picture her not pregnant, that's all.
Central Perk is proud to present Miss Phoebe Buffay.
Hi. Okay. I'd like to start with a song that's about a man that I recently met who's come to be very important to me. Okay. You don't have to be awake to be my man. Long as you have brainwaves, I'll be there to hold your hand. So we just met the other day, there's something I have got to say. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to take a short break. Oh!
Yay, that's Phoebe Buffay, everybody.
How was that? Oh, Phoebe just started her.
Yeah, I believe I was talking to Joey. All right there, mother kisser?
Mother kisser.
I'll shut up.
Gentlemen, can I just say something? And I know you're still mad at me. I just want to say that there were two people there that night, okay? There were two sets of lips.
Yes, well, I expect this from her, okay? She's always been a Freudian nightmare.
Okay, well, if she always behaves like this, why don't you say something?
Because
to her?
It's complicated. It's complex. Hey, you kissed my mom.
We're rehearsing a Greek play.
That's very funny. We done now?
No. Okay, you mean you're not going to talk to her? You're not going to tell her how you feel?
That would be a no. Look, just because you played tonsil tennis with my mom doesn't mean you know her. All right? Trust me, you can't talk to her.
Okay. You can't or you can't? Okay, that's my finger. Okay, and that's my knee. Still doing the play.
What'd you do with them? Oh, you're awake. Look at you. How do you feel?
A little woozy, but basically okay.
Gosh, you look good.
I feel good. Who are you?
Sorry. I'm Phoebe Buffay.
I'm Monica Geller. I've been taking care of you.
Well, we both have.
So the Etch-a-Sketch is from you guys?
Well, actually, it's just from me.
Yeah, I got you the foot massager.
You know who shaved you? That was me.
I read to you.
I sang. Ha!
Well, thanks.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're welcome.
So, I guess I'll see you around.
What, that's it?
See you around?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, that was nice. Admit something to me. I'll call you.
All right, I'll call you.
I don't think you mean that.
This is so typical. You know, we give, and we give, and we give. And then you just get nothing back. And then one day it's just, you know, you wake up and see you around. Let's go, Phoebe.
You know what? We thought you were different, but I guess it was just the coma.
The car's running downstairs. I just wanted to drop off these copies of my book for your friends. Anything you want from Lisbon?
No, just knowing you're going to be there is enough.
All right, well, be good. I love you. Mwah.
You kissed my best Ross. Or something to that effect.
Okay. Look, it was stupid.
Really stupid.
Really stupid. And I don't even know how it happened. I'm sorry, honey. I promise it will never happen again. Are we okay now?
Yeah. No.
Just
I wish you were back.
Boy, I...
Ah, the forbidden love of a man and his door.
He did it. He told her off. And not just about the kiss, about everything.
You're kidding.
No, no. He said, when are you going to grow up and start being a mom?
Wow.
Wait, wait. Then she came back with,
the question is, when are you going to grow up and realize I have a bomb?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure she didn't say, when are you going to grow up and realize I am your mom?
That makes more sense, yeah.
So what's going on now?
I don't know. I've been standing here spelling it out for you.
I don't hear anything.
What do you see?
Well, it's hard to tell. They're so tiny and upside down.
Wait, wait, wait.
They're walking away. They're walking away.
No, no, they're not. They're coming right at us. Run, run.
You okay, kiddo?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, you'll be good.
That's safe.
Mrs. Bing?
Mr. Geller?
Hey.
You mean that?
Yeah, why not? So I told her.
Oh. How'd it go?
Awful. Awful. Couldn't have gone worse.
Well, how do you feel?
Pretty good. I told her.
Well, see? So maybe it wasn't such a bad idea, you know, me kissing your mom, huh? Huh? But we don't have to go down that road.
Okay. Now, this is just the first chapter, and I want your absolute, honest opinion. Okay? Oh, and on page 2, he's not reaching for her heaving beasts. Wait, what's a nipple?
You can usually find them on the heaving beasts.
So I'm not a great typist.
Wait, did you get to the part about his huge throbbing pens? Tell you, you don't want to be around when he starts writing with those.
All right, that's it. We should have...